Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are on podcast 36. We are going through lots of stuff lately, and if you haven't listened to any of the other podcasts, I would go back through. All of them have titles that it kind of surrounds exactly what each one is about. They do follow through, and then there is one-off ones like today's where we just go on different talks and kind of switch tones and figure out exactly what's going on in the world. So, some of the things to avoid in today's world is talking. I've noticed some big things in people letting forces that they don't understand control situations. That being number one is social media. Touched on it before, but social media, negativity, politics, fighting over stupid things can just wreck an energy and ruin things, and you have arguments for no reason. So it leads you down these paths that really aren't productive. And in your own mind, if you don't understand that this is one of those things that can cause issues for no given reason, just because you guys have different opinions, which is totally fine. People can have different opinions. This is a great way to go down that path and cause issues for no real reason. I have noticed this in the past. You sit back, there's not one person to blame, there's multiples, usually because you yourself allowed it. So sitting down, figuring that one out, why did you argue over this? Does it even matter now? For the most part, it wouldn't matter. People can have difference of opinions. It's just one of those things, and working on yourself is the best way to understand this and realize if somebody's got a bad day, what energies they bring in. All of these things can affect the outcome of any situation. Mental health and some of these things we have to understand is you got to break things down, you got to make it simpler for yourself so that you can understand what aspects of life are affecting you. Social media is a big one. I've noticed people, first thing they do, look at their phone. Last thing they do, look at their phone. Then you wonder why you're not getting sleep, how that's affecting you. So just sitting down, thinking of that, shut it off for a bit, move forward, get some readings in, some real good things to work on. The last podcast, we talked about figuring out your soul, what moves you, the Goliaths, the monumental things you got to fight through. So those are some topics. Go back to that podcast if you'd like to hear about those. Now, in the others is being patient, understanding there is bigger forces at work here. You're going to go through things. Touching on that type of a topic is you got to keep putting the energy where it needs to be, work through it, fight through it. Things good will happen. So just breaking that all down. If you are starting to realize and losing it that, oh, people doing the wrong things are getting, don't worry about other people. So talking about others is going to lead you down a path of misery and unhappiness. So it's just one of those things that sometimes you got to sit down and actually think about what aspects of life am I allowing. So the one-offs, this exactly today is all about is what are the things in my life that I'm allowing externally to control my life. I have noticed time and time again that if you allow this, it will negatively affect you, take you down these paths, and then you wonder why you're so far away from what you wanted to do. I have also noticed that in some of the aspects of our lives is focusing on a meditation where we deal with issues. We've touched on this before. Deal with them for the first 5 minutes, then completely shut off and turn off. Also working on your postural, so every hour, refocus, movement, do those things. Listening, so what we listen to, what you put in, basically the fuel for your brain. What is the things that you're putting in is going to directly affect what you're getting out. So sitting down, thinking about that, that's one of those things. And if you don't deal with what you're putting in and sit back and think about it, you will be negatively affected hugely, because it's just one of those things that you'll then understand the paths that you're going down directly are related to what you have been putting in your brain. Some of the things that we've noticed in the past as well are if you can't break down the monumental kind of tasks of your life and understand exactly what areas you need to work on, why they're there, they will just keep repeating themselves. Best way to do that is unplug, like we've talked before, write things down. Big change for you would be to actually sit and turn everything off, unplug, and see what ideas come in. So that's kind of where this whole podcast of today is unplug, sit down, figure out exactly what ideas are coming up, and don't let external things affect this. We want to turn off. You're going to maybe, it'll be hard the first few times, but as you push through, you will understand the whole focus of meditation and sitting and figuring it out is you got to sit, complete silence, or listen to some calming music, but you gotta let your body completely control these things and completely unplug. If you can do that, you will change your entire life and you will feel way better and understand all of the reasons why you are doing what you're doing, why you're tired, maybe why your fuel that you're putting into your body mentally and like the physical eating actual, why it's not correct and why you aren't feeling completely refreshed. You're tired, you're walking into a room, people are noticing, you don't have the... These are all directly related to what we're putting into our brain, what we're focused on, what we're worried about, and just monumental things that add up over time. It's like slowly adding to a jar. The jar soon gets full. If you don't empty that jar, then you're going to be having issues because things that you love, you won't be. Your jar is going to be full. You're going to be oozing, basically having to get rid of certain things to keep filling it up with your worry or whatever that is. So looking at that jar idea and your meditations to help alleviate that. Now, when you first unplug, you will notice things that aren't you coming in, worries, all these things. How we deal with that, just ignore and move forward. Ignore and move forward. But if you push it back, it'll just keep coming up. So deal with it. Realize that you're not that and move forward with your life. Because many times we waste so many time and energy on things that never come to fruition. And it's a wasted complete days and weeks and months when you do that, when it doesn't. So focusing on things that are actually going to, that you can control and move forward with your life. In today's podcast, which is going to be a shorter one, is those are the goals, sitting down, figuring it out, and understanding exactly what you can get out of it. So today's is all about connecting to yourself, understanding exactly what's out there, why you are who you are, and then reconnecting with your true self by meditation, dealing and focusing on all your energies into the certain areas that they need to be. Now, the joys of life also. So it's not all just worry, worry, worry. We need to understand that you got a lot of time in your day to do some fun things, so making sure that you do that weekly as well, whether it be golfing, bowling, whatever it is, getting out, watching movies, making sure that you have time for that. So it's okay to have some downtime, not always everything tasked into your day, because if you do that as well, you will lose your love for certain things and it'll drift, and then you'll wonder exactly why that is happening. So those are some of the biggest things that I've noticed out of this. Most people have asked me, meditation, how does it right off the bat? You don't right off the bat. You're not going to be able to shut off everything. You're going to deal with things. And then we are going to work on things so that you can get to the point of complete bliss and ignoring the outside world. Connecting to yourself, you got to listen. So sometimes if you're talking all the time, you're not going to understand what's actually going on and be able to listen. Somebody's talking, somebody's listening. So sometimes shutting off and allowing other things to come in, great way to connect and move forward with your life. Another way to deal with grief and such is talking to people you've lost. Great way I've dealt with in the past is you go into these meditations, you talk exactly what you'd want to say. Dealing with that and moving forward, that can completely change your mind and outlook on it, because then you're in control rather than some other force being at control in these situations. Many people don't do that. Many people allow things of years ago to affect them day to day and don't take control of it. So talking out those situations can be huge for you. It can change the whole thing. And if you can deal with that, that would be a great way to look things face to face and deal with it. Some of the background on my dealing with these in the past is if you don't and you keep pushing it back, it will keep coming up. So you have to definitely take control of the situation. What you would say to these people, this situation today, even if it's from a long time ago, deal with it, then move on, rather than worry about it and do nothing or try to keep suppressing it and pushing it back and on. So take it on, then move on, but don't worry about it once you've done that, because that's all you can do. And keep working on yourself and unlocking your full mental potential is in those kind of resets. So like a brain reset, a mental reset, and that's exactly what today's was focusing on, is your meditation and just a reset, complete bliss reset for you, and understanding how we're going to get to bliss and joy, and understanding what things are negatively affecting and take you down these paths so that you're not enjoying things, why you're not where you want to be, and focusing more on how we can get there, and focusing on spending time into those areas so that you can understand and enjoy each day of your life. So today's was shorter. Thank you for listening, and I will chat again with you guys soon.